Day 2, consumed by holy fire. Devotional worship is more than singing words on a screen. It's a heart-to-heart conversation with the God who created you. When we truly understand who we're worshiping, the consuming fire described in Hebrews, our approach changes dramatically. God isn't just another part of our lives, He's meant to be the center that everything else revolves around. The more we recognize His holiness and power, the more our worship shifts from routine to reverence, from obligation to awe. This consuming fire doesn't destroy indiscriminately, it purifies. It burns away what doesn't belong and refines what does. When we offer ourselves in worship, we're inviting this holy fire to transform us from the inside out. True worship isn't about perfect singing or raising hands at the right moment. It's about surrendering to God's transforming presence. As we open ourselves to Him, something remarkable happens. The more you take in, the more He takes over, the more you offer to be consumed. Today, approach God not as a distant deity but as the consuming fire who desires to purify and empower you through His presence. Bible verse. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:28-29. Reflection question. What areas of your life have you kept safely distant from God's consuming fire, and what might happen if you invited His purifying presence into those spaces? Quote, when it stops just being words on a screen that you follow and becomes a conversation of passion between you and the God that created you. Prayer. God, I confess I often keep parts of myself hidden from your consuming fire. Today, I invite you into every corner of my life. Burn away what doesn't honor you and refine what remains. Transform my worship from words into a lifestyle of reverence. Amen.